ಚೀನಿಮಂಡಿ.com ಪಾಡ್ಕಾಸ್ಟ್. ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ಮಾರ್ ಎಮ್ ಟು ಡೀಪನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾಂಡ್ ಟ್ರೇಡ್ ಪೋಸ್ಟ್ ಕೋವಿಡ್-19. Myanmar is seen by some business people as the last trade frontier of conquer in Southeast Asia, maybe even Asia. It is the largest mainland Southeast Asia state by land area and has a population of 53.7 million, not far from neighbor Thailand, which is 66.6 million people living within its border. Myanmar, a former British colony, has inherited the British legal and government system. English, though not widely spoken by the masses, is used in other better educated in government and in business. Based on an estimate for 2019 by the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Myanmar has a nominal GDP of US$66 billion, which places it 72nd among global economics. After taking into account purchasing power parity PPP, it is ranked 51st with an economy of US$355 billion. It has a nominal per capita GDP of US$1,245. Economic growth has averaged 7.5% of the past 5 years and is expected to grow at a pace of 7% in the medium term. Although not considered wealthy, with a wide disparity between the rich and the poor, it has a huge potential for growth. Consumerism is the only beginning to take the shape. Upon arriving at the spanking new International Terminal 1 at the Yangon International Airport, one will be greeted and inaugurated with banners and billboards plastered with advertisement from various international consumer brands, from Samsung to Huawei to Henkin. In fact, 4 to 5 years before, the 2015 election had brought Daw Aung San Suu Kyi party to power. There were only 2, 4, or 5 five-star hotels of international caliber. Today, you will find more than 30. As an investment destination, Myanmar is incredibly attractive. Its population is youthful, eager to learn, and full of enterprises. It is already attracting the attention of manufacturers looking for diversify their supply chains. Furthermore, its resource rich. India's export to Myanmar grew almost 25% in the fiscal year 2018 and 19 compared with a year ago. However, trade in the opposite direction declined some 18%. Overall, US$1.7 billion worth of goods were changed hands. Myanmar ranks lowly 58th place among India's trading partners, where India is Myanmar's fifth largest trading partner. Only China, Thailand, Singapore, and Japan are ahead of it. India mainly exports pharmaceutical products, electrical and electronic products, iron and steel, vehicle parts and mineral fuels to Myanmar and imports mostly agricultural products like fishery, forestry and wood products. Recognizing the potential of Indian business in Myanmar, there have been various attempts to cement trade ties in its neighbor. As reported by Myanmar media house Mizimia, when the Indian ambassador to Myanmar, Mr. Saurabh Kumar, addressed the attendees, he emphasized the maintenance of high-level exchange over the past few years and affirmed that the momentum should be carried forward. He added that Myanmar has been an important center of exchange of trade and business for India, as it is the land bridge between India and countries of Southeast Asia. While India-Myanmar shares trade relation in many areas post-COVID-19, they can be expand their trade relation in such as pharmacy, healthcare, transport, processing, steel, renewable energy, communication, and education. Other delegates called for improvements in air, land, and sea connectivity to boost relation and globalization, which can help lead both countries out of COVID-19 economic slump. They further added that although COVID-19 has created a challenging business and economic environment for all, they should look past the pandemic and focus on what can be done together to lift the business in both countries post-COVID-19, with the Indian pharmaceutical industry expected to play a leading role.